Beats by Trill, straight Killerville, dog.
What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. I'm going to react to this Anton Daniels reacting to this Will Smith. Old news, but new news for some people. I'm probably going to need my Dizzle before I actually get into this one, but don't forget we got the Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur. I'm actually about to play an advertisement here real soon. Before we do that, though, I probably need to make me a little glass. We got a little whiskey glass, as you see, just a regular whiskey glass to go pour in some Dizzle. Might need a little bit much. Let's see, you know, let's get that. I'm not a heavy drinker, so we got this. Strawberry banana nectar from the Dollar Tree. The mango one is really the bomb with it, but they ain't have no mango. And I've been trying to find another juice with this one. So we're gonna not bad. A little bit more strawberry banana. We're good to go. All right, we got a Dizzle. We got a strawberry banana mixed in with it because I am a lightweight. And now we can get on to the program. All right, let's get into it. Let's give you a word from Dizzle.
Got me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up, I be dizzled up. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gonna lie, I cannot get enough. What Cabin said, I need another one. Gonna have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot. Won't be sold out in your store. That Dizzle.
I really mean it. That Dizzle. You can Dizzle too. Cheers. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. As you see, it's like liquid gold. Liquid gold. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur, go to that website you see below. Do you Dizzle? Order at DizzleBrand.com. Click on the button that says order online on the homepage. That'll take you to Emilio's Beverage. Don't forget, must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, you can go to our locations. They got store locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas where you can go in store and buy your bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur. Also, there is more online order links under our locations. And we can't forget Dizzle Brand merch. We got the hats, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, and much, much more. Check them out on DizzleBrand.com and also available at Etsy.com, ETSY.com/shop/DizzleBrand or just search for Dizzle Brand. All right, let's get into it. Mr. Anton Daniels, The Millionaire Morning Show, and Will Smith's former assistant exposed Dwayne Martin and Will Smith to Tasha K.
All over the news. Now, I'm sitting there waiting for the show to start last night, right? Because, you know, we was doing a live stream for the Q show, and it went really, really well. And shout out to all of my people that was on the show. Shout out to my Detroit people that was on the show last night. I have no clue if Tasha K put out a course that may be the only course that I would be willing to purchase. Because I have no clue whatsoever how she must got a tiki doll over in Louisiana that she goes to and do some spells on these people to convince them to come on her platform and torpedo their own lives and torpedo their own future opportunities just to be able to gossip on her platform. I have no clue whatsoever. She got the game. She got the riz. She got everything that you can possibly think of to convince these people to come on her platform and do some of this crazy stuff. It's insane. She's the one that took down Derrick Jackson. Had Steve Harvey's wife's ex-husband coming on there gossiping like a chatty patty, pillow talking. And now she got allegedly Will Smith's best friend. Will Smith's best friend is on there gossiping like a gossip girl. And so I seen the preview for it. I said, I got to at least show the people the preview so I can keep people informed of what's going on out here. Here's the question that I asked.
Yeah, I got to ask myself before he asked himself this question. What does one do to make your best friend or former best friend go out and put, it's not really new news or new dirt, it's old dirt, but really get juicy with the details and graphic with the details and kind of reignite this all over again, because I've heard this before a long time ago from sources out in California. I ain't saying no names, but I know people from the music industry and that are connected to celebrities in Hollywood. And they said that they said this years ago. I've heard this years ago. Not the details as graphic, but this is old news. It's not new news, but it's reignited into the new to the newer generation. Though it could be new news
for you. So Skylar Jones says, I'm sure Tasha K pays top dollar for her info. I pay top dollar for my info too. I ain't even gonna cap. I pay top dollar for my info also. But here's my thing. How much money does it take to get somebody to be able to talk about stuff that they shouldn't be talking about, especially with a childhood friend? Somebody that allegedly has been a friend of a person since they were kids, before he even got money. And then what would have to happen for that person to turn against you? Let's get into it, man. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. This is what Tasha K previewed before basically incentivizing people to go over to her platform or her app in order to view the full interview. This is what she previewed.
You looked at my Instagram. Mm-hmm. You see the hundreds of celebrities that I've done business with, you know, done things with. And during the latter years of our relationship, Will was not my friend. I was his friend. I was around before they had Trey. Jada was the woman that everybody wanted. And Will needed that validation to have that type of woman.
You saw her say that Will Smith had a small dick.
Oh, I am saying to you, if a woman is used to something the size of a baby leg and you come in with a pinky toe, there's nothing you can do to please.
Can we get a pause? Can I get a...
Yeah. Let's get a pause. Wow. If there's a woman's used to a baby leg and you come with the size of a pinky finger, there's nothing you can do to please her. Well, the only option left would be to use your tongue, I guess, at that point. I guess that your only option left is to use your tongue. To get down because I don't know what to tell you after that.
Can we get a pause for once?
Oh, shit.
Can we get a pause for 1 second? A huge pause, a Mace style pause.
Yeah, let's pause because I told you I was gonna need some Dizzle for this one.
For 1 second, on this grown man and who's supposed to be, now he's allegedly or was Will Smith's best friend since childhood. And this man is over here talking about Will Smith's Johnson and saying that Jada basically had no ability to be able to remain in attraction to Will because Jada was used to being with a baby leg. I don't even know how to have this conversation.
A baby leg. Wow. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, let's chime. We out here boning chicks with baby legs now. I mean, oh man. Let me sip some more of my
drink. Aunt Jada was used to getting with an Anton from AntonDaniels.com. She want the whole thing, not half of it. All of it. She want that mushroom tip. You know what I'm saying? Want that mushroom tip. Want the soul pole. But that's not the issue. Connie, that's not the issue. The issue is, where is the loyalty? Where is the loyalty? How do you do that? How do you do that? Where is the loyalty, huh? This man sitting there with his whole shirt open, talking about the size of Will Smith's Johnson. That's crazy. Let's continue.
And you come in with a pinky toe. There's nothing you can do to please her. You can buy her 80 cars. You can get her 80 private jets. If she's itching for that baby leg, she want that baby leg. You can beat a person so much that they fall into submission.
And who needs enemies when they got friends like you?
Well, I could tell you what goes on the inside. Everybody else is just speculation.
Damn. Somebody told me I made my picture's in the book. You know, your picture's in the book and your name is in the book. So you like, you doing some real elegant pimp. I'm blowing you up.
Yo, this is some real snake. Yo, keep y'all grass cut low. Keep your grass. Yo, y'all gonna have to watch who's in your circle. Trim the people that you got around you. Be careful who you telling your secrets to. Don't hire your friends and family. Make them sign the paperwork and the non-disclosure agreements. Boy, y'all gonna have to get business fad out here in these streets. That's crazy. But see, I already knew that it was stuff that she had to have against him, because ain't no man in his right mind gonna be sticking around with no Jada while she out here talking about how much she loved. Yo, Jada didn't even care nothing about nothing that nobody was talking about and doing. She said, listen, I'ma do what I'ma wanna do when I'ma wanna do it, because What are you gonna do? Let's continue.
Love that. I love that. You up.
This is what Jada makes the new people do. And I ain't gonna say no, they probably been there after myself, mm-hmm. right? They will make you check into a rehab, and they'll pay for the rehab. Even though you're not on drugs, they're gonna pay for the rehab, and you have to go if you want to work with them. And then I've saw sexual acts that I walked in on.
Who'd you walk in on?
Him and Dwayne Martin.
Shout out to Dwayne Martin for out here catching shrapnel. Dwayne Martin out here like, man, I ain't even do nothing to nobody. Dwayne Martin, yo, you ain't heard from Dwayne Martin in years. Yo, the last time I seen Dwayne Martin, I think he was playing Kyle on the butt of rim, dribbling the basketball. We playing basketball. Last time I heard from Dwayne Martin, he was over there playing basketball.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, Dwayne Martin's over there just chilling. Hopefully he's sipping on his Dizzle, you know, like me. But he over there just chilling, minding his business, and he just taking shots. Like you said, he's just taking shrapnel, cheap shots to the gut. You know, he's just minding his business. We don't even know what's going on with him. And bam, because Will Smith slaps Chris Rock. Dwayne Martin getting shrapnel too. Man, that's, oh, damn. It's a cruel world, man. It's a harsh world.
Dwayne Martin catching shrapnel. Dwayne Martin ain't said nothing to nobody. Now, let me preface this by saying that he's saying it, but how do we know that it's true? How do we know just because he was Will Smith's best friend? How do we know that this is true on the real though? Because this could be a person.
Let me chime in before he says that. Okay, we don't know it's real, but what we do know, this is old rumors, old news, old allegations. We know it's not new. What's new is the graphic details, you know, the new interview with Will Smith's former friend here. That's what's new, but the news itself, the rumor itself is, it's old, it's ancient.
And that's bitter. Just saying anything. He could be saying anything because he mad or he didn't get the check that he wanted or he felt like he should have got some residuals or maybe he was interested in Will and Will wasn't necessarily interested in him. How do we know that he's telling the truth? How do we know this, right? We just reporting whatever it is that we see happening. But how do we know that he's telling the truth? We don't know. We don't know. We have no clue, but he's saying it, and so we're going to have to review it because it's on the internet now. You can't take it back.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Hollywood is the hurry up and wait game. So 3 minutes later after them telling me, hey, you got eyes on Will. You got we need him to come watch this.
About to make me cry.
I'm running all over the studio. He's not in his dressing room. I go to the cafeteria. I'm like, but I see his car there. I'm like, where is this guy at? So now I'm holding Dwayne down too, so I have the keys to his dressing room. So I'm like, yo, and they're calling I'm on walkie-talkie, and they're calling my cell phone. Yo, we need to get Will here. I'm like, yo, kind of fucked down. Like, I'm trying to find this. Like, this is unlike him, right? So, all right, I open the door to Dwayne's dressing room, and that's when I see Dwayne and having anal sex with Will.
Let me process that for a second.
There was a couch, and Will was bent over on the couch, and Dwayne was standing up, killing him. Murder. Like, murder. It was murder in there.
Can we get a rest in peace? Jesus Christ. Yo, can we get a rest in peace? Yo, yo. Oh, hold on. Hold on. We not just gonna skip past that. I need another hat. He said he was murdering him in there. I wonder if it was blood everywhere. He said after this interview, we're gonna have to live in his truth. After this, he said it was blood on the floor, blood in the streets. Oh, dog.
Will was bent over on the couch and Dwayne was standing up, killing him. Murder, like murder. It was murder in there.
Oh, man. And it's chat. Do I need to slow the chat down? The chat going crazy right now. The chat is going insane. Yo, I don't know if this is true. We not just gonna take his word for it.
Once again, we don't know if it's true, but we do know this is old rumors and allegations. It's just the graphic details, which are new.
I might have to switch my hat again. I don't know what's going on in these streets. I don't have to switch my hat again. All right, we're just going to leave that there. So if y'all want to go and check that out, you can go and subscribe to Tasha K's app or whatever she got going on over there. I'm not even going to lie. I might subscribe to the app just to see this. This is better than anything that Jada put in her book, but this is a crazy pause. I don't like the snake behavior. I'm conflicted. I don't even know what color hat to put on right now. I'm so conflicted. I am conflicted. I'm absolutely conflicted about this. And the reason that I'm conflicted about it is because...
Oh, shit.
The reason that I'm conflicted about it is because on one hand, I'm like, yo... That's crazy that Dwayne Martin was allegedly killing him in there, had blood in the streets. On the other hand, though, I'm like, yo, but where's the loyalty? And then the last baby leg that we standing on is, how do we know that it's true? How do we know that this is true? Either way it goes, the question that I have for you guys is this, and this is what I want y'all to comment in the chat. How much does this man have to get paid, and what could have possibly happened to him that would cause for him to go on Tasha K and say this kind of crazy stuff? What kind of conversations had to be had, or what kind of backstabbing and any of that had to happen in order for him to go on outside? He got to have an NDA on him. He probably going to get sued for his whole life. Something he must have, somebody got into an argument, somebody pissed somebody off. They said, don't come back. I'ma tell all on you. I don't care. All
right, so yeah. It would take a lot of money, or you would have to probably seriously fuck somebody over, do some shady ass shit for them to put all your dirt out like that. And it's really sad that one mistake has ruined the cat's career. Or I guess you could say ruined, because Hollywood has definitely kicked him off of movies and blacklisted him off of movies. The slap heard across the world, Will Smith on Chris Rock. It's like literally up to that point, man, like Will Smith was like, even though we knew the Dwayne Martin and Will Smith rumor, Will Smith, like, no blemishes. No blemishes. And then... movie roles gone. Wife doing a book. Putting you out there on Front Street as King Simp. Your former best friend going out and saying Dwayne Wade, I don't even want to repeat it, murdered you? Wow. I don't even want to process that shit. But it definitely is going to make people look at Will Smith differently. And all I'm going to say is, go watch his first movie. I don't know, man. Whether it's true or not, it's old rumors, old dirt, and we could see a lot more coming out. You know, this could be like a really let's take down Will Smith campaign. Not cancel culture, but just like really take him down. So once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Batshit Crazy Paul Masson, where we talk about a lot of batshit crazy topics. And don't forget, the video version goes to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Rumble, BitChute, LinkedIn, Twitter, audio version, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more. And I had a comment the other day on my Spotify audio where somebody's like, yo, can I block this cat? Because he keep popping up on top timeline and he got the most annoying voice ever. Well, guess what? Cheers, because get used to my voice. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to quit. We're going to keep moving forward. We haven't scratched the surface yet. Paul Pinker Podcast. Don't forget to check out Live from Vietnam every Friday. Pre-recorded 7 p.m. Uploaded around 9:30 p.m. And we're trying to launch Circle Kings Podcast this weekend or this week. Hosted by Big Face, who's also on the Live from Vietnam podcast with me. And Mr. J's on there, Mr. Jones, and Big Kaz as well. And don't forget, get your Dizzle. We got a bunch of new content on there, bunch of new influencers who we sent bottles to, created a new Dizzle recipes. And apparently, Dizzle and Hennessy go together. Hennessy and Dizzle, and we're calling it the Hizzle. I know that sounds corny, but your Hennessy and your Dizzle. Have your Hizzle. And I got my strawberry banana and my Dizzle. And once again, thank you for tuning in to Paul Pinker Podcast, and I'm out.